The Ministry for Primary Industries is refusing to bend the rules on raw milk, leading to a standoff with one Hawke's Bay supplier who says the existing regulations will kill the business. It follows raids in December when MPI confiscated milk from eight unregistered suppliers in six regions around the country after a year-long investigation. Since late 2016, anyone selling unpasteurised milk has to be registered and comply with the ministry's rules. Despite the raids, it appears no charges have been laid. Rachel Thomas has the story.
It's a classic tale of small-town New Zealand versus a government rulebook. Lindsay Farm is a long-running, family-owned business in the Hawke's Bay that supplies unpasteurised milk to local customers. Its 1,700 buyers are scattered from one end of the region to the other, so it uses a network of refrigeration collection points where people can pick up the milk. But the regulations state raw milk must be delivered by a driver to customers' homes, so officials say Lindsay Farm is breaking the law. However, Director Paul Ashton argues it's officials who behaved unlawfully in December when they seized milk that customers had paid for.
Now, that milk does not belong to Lindsay Farm. It actually belongs to those individual people, and they took it. And as far as we're concerned, they stole it.
Mr. Ashton says doorstep deliveries would be too costly, and if the customer isn't home, leaving the milk on the doorstep would increase the health risks.
If I get to someone's home and there's nobody there, what do I do with the milk? There's absolutely no way it's going to be economical for me in any way, shape or form to deliver to 1,700 homes.
MPI's food compliance manager, Melinda Sando, will not comment on whether the suppliers will be prosecuted as the investigation is ongoing. But she confirmed there are no plans to change the regulations.
We know that there's 26 suppliers of raw milk who are registered, so to us that's an indication that those suppliers are making it work. The regulations are in place to manage risks to public health, and as I say, at the moment indications are that they are working.
The ministry has a fact sheet online that cautions people against raw milk, saying between 2009 and 2016 there were 46 cases where raw milk was a risk factor in people getting sick. Paul Ashton says since 2008, Lindsay Farm has been supplying about 5,000 litres of milk a week. That's 1 million litres a year, every year, for 12 years. He's never heard of it making anyone sick.
So over a 12-year period, we're talking 12 million servings of milk. To the best of my knowledge, we've not had a problem. So if the risk is so high, where's the problem? You know, the numbers don't add up.
The Food Safety Minister, Damien O'Connor, declined to be interviewed for this story and directed queries to the ministry. National's horticulture spokesperson, Lawrence Yule, says MPI has got it wrong and the regulations should be changed. He says people who drink raw milk are aware of the added risks.
But if the raw milk production is managed properly, as I believe Lindsay Farms are, that increase of risk is very, very small. If we're not careful, we'll regulate it out of existence, and I don't think that's the right outcome.
The ministry will not say when its investigation will be finished. For Morning Report, Rachel Thomas.